This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
All right. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good. I arrived in Philadelphia late last night after one of the most unlikely wins of the season. And honestly, it could have been one of the worst losses of the season. So it's, you know, it's sort of you take what you can. You sort of mix that in with the one against Washington the week before. Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. But they needed that victory desperately.
We'll get to the obvious topic, which is Bam. But for me, I got to get to a topic that I've been harping with you forever. We're done with Tyler Hero, right? Because Duncan Robinson owns that shit. I mean, Duncan Robinson is the better basketball player, the guy I can count on every single night. I just think, I'm telling you, he's growing into Udonis Haslem. That's what's happening here. In a couple of years, he's going to be absolutely beloved because he's gone from a nobody to one of the greatest three-point shooters to now a pretty good damn basketball player overall. And you can count on him constantly. And watching him last night, I'm like, brother, enough with this Tyler shit. Whenever he does come back, if he comes back, whatever, bench for you, my brother, from here on out. You have lost the right to start. Duncan has earned the right to be a starter.
The praise for Duncan is spot on and what he's done for this team. They're undefeated when he scores 20 points this season. But your comparison is off for this reason. The decision the Heat are going to have to make, not as much lineup-wise, Big O, as roster-wise, is between Tyler Hero and Terry Rozier because they play similar games, because they are the streak scorers who could be way on or way off. That's where the decision is. Duncan's the shooter. No one else is the shooter on this roster. He has a place. Whether he starts, comes off the bench, they need him in the game.
He's a basketball player now. I refuse to just call him a shooter, okay?
Well, you can call him what you want, and I just wrote a story about his passing and his assist more than double than even previously. But the kind of player that Tyler is the kind of player that Terry Rozier is, the Dion Waiters kind of player. They could be great, and they could be awful. Look, how many times yesterday, Big O, during that game, did Terry Rozier rise for a shot, and you said this, no, good shot. Those are the kind of players. Tyler does it all the time. Every team needs a streak scorer. Every team needs a player like Spo uses the words all the time, ignitable. Tyler Hero is ignitable. Terry Rozier is ignitable. Duncan Robin is consistent. He's in a different class of player.
Here's where I disagree with you. Terry Rozier is available. And so I cannot deal. This is the blood clot years. This is what we're going through. Blood clot years with Tyler Hero. You're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. Bro, that's a mess for a team. So I know Rozier's here every night. It's not like he's constantly getting injured. So let's play the guy I can count on, and we'll bring the guy we can't count on off the bench because it's a lot easier to do it that way, because if you start mixing him back in and then benching Terry, and then it kind of gets everything out of whack because – Tyler can never stay healthy anyway. So for me, I think it, I don't know why it's taken everybody else so long, but his ass should never start again on this team. I'm just saying.
I guess we're coming from different directions. You're coming talking rotation-wise and lineup-wise, and I have no issue there. What I'm saying is long-term perspective on this team. You cannot be paying Tyler Hero $30 million a year and Terry Rozier upwards of 20. You have to make a decision. Here's the problem, Big O.
You screwed up by giving Tyler a contract.
Well, not only that, you screwed up by not making a trade before. He had value on the trade market when he was the 2022 NBA Sixth Man of the Year. He had value on the market even coming to this season, this offseason. Right now, you're looking at a Tyler Hero, and this is your point, Big O, on our Acura Pembroke Pines report. This is your point all the time. To trade Tyler now, who's trading for a guy who shows up 37 times a season?
Nobody.
Do not wait till this point. That's been the problem all along for the Heat. Look, the Rozier trade was mostly for insurance. Tyler Hero insurance, that he wouldn't be there, and he hasn't been there. This is not – last year, you remember, on our Acura Pembroke Pines report, when Tyler went down, they said, look, Big O, That's a freak injury. The guy dove for a loose ball, like you tell him, he broke something. This is the type of soft tissue issue that becomes chronic. Pain in the foot. Plantar fasciitis, we've seen that has halted many a career and limited that. When you get those kind of injuries, then I get more concerned. So that I do agree with, Big O, is that you have a guy that is not reliable. You're debating whether he should start or not. I agree. Yes. You're at a point right now, you bring him back off the bench. It's the opening you've been looking for. And it's now you can deal with his ego. Look, Tyler, we'd love to bring you back, but these guys have a groove. We're a month away from the playoffs. Give us what you can off the bench. Here's what's interesting, Orlando Alzagari. You're proposing Tyler Hero off the bench.
Yes.
Also has to be some concern for this. You know who's been great off the bench lately? Just great, energizing, Caleb Martin. The guy has been everything the Heat stands for. He sticks his nose in there. He cracks.
He's a basketball player.
Number one. Number two, who are you developing for that role in the future? Jaime Jaquez Jr. Say what you want about Jaime being uneven lately. But remember that dunk when he went down the lane yesterday and threw the ball down and sparked the team. So now you have to concern yourself with, okay, Orlando Alzagari has told you Eric Spoelstra that Tyler Hero can't start. You're going to start Rozier, you're going to start Butler, you're going to start Robinson. I'm fine with that. But your second unit, you have to be careful now with Caleb, with Jaime Jaquez Jr., and reserves as far as them having their rhythm also. So really what Tyler is, you've got to be careful he doesn't become a rhythm buster.
Well, yeah, but I'm sorry. You're behind on the bench now. That's what I have to do to you now. I have to see what I think sends a terrible message to the rest of the team is that he comes back and you insert him right away when he doesn't deserve it. And you, everybody else has been earning their playing time and helping you. Mm-hmm. And then, by the way, you accomplish everything without him constantly. Okay. Constantly,
I disagree. You lost four games in a row before you played Detroit. You
there, the finals and the Eastern Conference finals.
I understand that long view, but in the recent games, there have been times, Big O, there have been times in the games in Dallas and Oklahoma City, if you had that spark off the bench in the fourth quarter that Tyler can provide now. So what you're telling me is, Ira, you're rooting for a ghost because it's not there. So you're saying what he does could be, and I agree with that, but I also know this. Tyler Hero can be the guy who takes the right shot when you need it. Let's face it, Big O. They were up 17 points in last night's game. They were up 9 points in the fourth. They had some, you're going to use bad words, I'll just say crappy shot selection that got him into the tie game. Tyler Hero can make those kind of shots. There is a place, Big O, let's compromise. There is a place for Tyler Hero in this team, maybe just not the place that he had before.
I haven't seen enough of that.
Haven't seen it at all. You haven't seen him. Yeah.
We're still living in the bubble now. In the last few years, I don't have enough examples of that anymore. You keep reaching in the well for something that really does not exist. It's not like Tyler's bailing you out all the time. It's not like he's coming through. Duncan comes through all the time. You know what I mean? Caleb Martin's now helping you out in certain times. Obviously, Jimmy does his thing. Bam does his thing. Jaquez has done his thing, you know? So I haven't seen nearly as much from Tyler than I have from Jaquez, actually. So
but Tyler can. Tyler has. Tyler did last season. Tyler was 2022, sixth man of the year. What I'm saying is this. Big O. It doesn't always have to be extremes. You don't have to go from being the guy to being garbage. You can be in the middle. What I'm saying is this, Big O, meet me here. If Tyler Hero is available, can Tyler Hero help in some way in the Heat?
Yeah,
that's
I can
all I'm saying. I still think he could be a useful component.
Yeah, he can be a useful component, but at this moment, I have other components I'd rather use ahead of him, and Jaquez is definitely one of them. Caleb's another one. Duncan's another one. Terry's another one. These are people I can count on. These are people that give me more as a basketball player than even Tyler does. All those guys can actually, even Duncan can play better defense than Tyler now. Okay? I mean, it's just, I just have more use for those other guys, and I almost feel like we keep waiting and waiting and waiting for Tyler and the scowl from the bubble to return. And that shit was 4 years ago. And it just, I have not seen that kid ever since. And maybe.
And six man of the year, Big O, was 2 years ago. And at the start of last season, not this season, but last season, he was hitting game winners at the start of the season. What I'm saying is this, is he can do it. And in his absence, we forget some of that. But the absence has been so protracted that it's not easy to rekindle. You know what? For weeks on our Accurate Pembroke Pines Report, I come in here every Monday. You tell me Tyler Hero's injury prone. I try to argue against it. I cannot do that any longer. Not when you're playing 37 games in the season. Look, with Jimmy, it's by choice.
Right,
Jimmy
sits
when he wants, but he looked fine when I saw him in the hallway yesterday at Little Caesars Arena. He's picking and choosing how he goes. With Tyler, it's different. He's not even on the trip.
Yeah, no, I definitely not. All right, last night, that was a nice shot by Bam.
Yes, that was.
Yeah, and you know, the weird part about it is what we've talked about for years now. It's not like, see, he has it. He has it. It's not P.J. Brown was never going to turn into some kind of offensive weapon because he was too stiff and mechanical the way he would play offensive basketball. But Bam is so damn athletic, and his shot is so damn beautiful that you're like, wow, dude, why isn't that there more often? You know what I mean? And listen, in that play, it was more like Terry Rozier had nowhere else to go.
No, he got caught in a bad place. They had a timeout left. When he got trapped in the lane, there was still 2.7. I was thinking timeout, reset, and get to the right shot. Here's what's interesting, because I'm a longtime follower of, I believe it's called, The Big O Show. And when I watch The Big O Show now on YouTube and other places, I hear Big O say how Bam Adebayo's got to get closer to the basket. He's got to use his power game. He shoots outside too much. And yet the last three games, we've seen the other element of it. What you want is a complete player. I think our compromise again on a compromise Monday here is Bam is becoming a more complete player. Big O, what you want your players to do is evolve. We've seen an evolution in Bam Adebayo that now, look, it's still just one three-pointer again. Look, I don't need it. Yeah. But the thing is, he's showing you that he can evolve his game, and that's all you want to see. And you know what else he's doing? And this is important. He's evolving as a leader and a captain, because you could see the players in this team, they love him. Jimmy's in his own world. Jimmy shows up when he wants. Jimmy leaves when he wants. He's in this superstar thing, and he's sort of away from it. Bam has become such the heart and soul of this team, and you need those players. You've seen it in Zoe. You've seen it in Dwayne. You saw it in LeBron. You see it in those UD, of course, those kind of players. If Bam can become more versatile and more UD-like, his growth curve and where it's headed is exactly what you want to see in a youngish player.
My problem with Bam is that he's the opposite of Tyler. Where I think Tyler is soft, doesn't really have an edge to him, doesn't really have dog. He has athleticism, you know what I mean, and finesse and all that, and he has ability, but he isn't a dog. Bam is a dog. Bam has dog in him. He is a tough dude. And then the other thing he has, besides availability, something that Tyler never has, is he's got all the ability to do whatever the hell he wants on the court. And that's the part to me, for me and maybe other people, is the most frustrating part, that the skill set is there for Bam. Like he doesn't lack a damn thing, dude. He could be.
Yeah, but what Bam does is what you don't notice on the defensive end. So let's say there's 100% of calories in a game. Here's the difference. Bam is burning 50% at least of those calories on defense. So when he does less on offense, that's because it's like a video game. He only has so much power. Tyler's not putting 50% on defense. He can't. It's not who he is. So he has to be an all or nothing player. Eric Spoelstra always tells us, stop looking at the last column in the box score. But that is Tyler's column. If Tyler is not giving you 25, 24, 22 a game, there's not a lot else there. He does some rebounding. If Bam gives, there are some games where Bam Adebayo scores 14 points in a game and he is having a huge impact by neutralizing the other team defensively. He is a true two-way player. So sometimes we have to pull back from Bam's stats. He's never going to be a 25-point-a-game scorer. I don't see how the hell anyone can do it like that on both ends. I mean, that's Michael Jordan-like, being defensive player of the year and also an offensive player. But Bam is giving, you know what he's giving you? You always talk about this, Big O. He's giving you an honest day's work every time he steps on the court. And yeah, that's what you want from a player from a grinding team.
But Hakeem used to do it. I mean, they're big men that used to
play. Okay, but you're talking the Hall of Fame. So you're talking the Hall of Famers. You're talking about Michael. You're talking about Hakeem. You're talking about David Robinson. You're talking about a group of players that maybe one day he aspires to get to, but he's at a pretty good level right now also.
He is a pretty good level, but I just, man, his offensive, his skill set, his skill set offensively, to me, is elite. Elite, bro. I mean, it's hard for big men who have hands like him to stroke it the way he does.
Yeah, but I think it's a mindset thing. His mindset is on defense, I'm going to F you up. I don't.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I don't think his mindset on offense is I'm going to F you up yet. Maybe it gets there.
But that's what this league is. It's an offensive league. It's no longer.
He's a unicorn.
No, but defense is not really the centerpiece like it used to be in the 90s.
Yeah, but you still gotta stop someone, or you wind up like an Indiana team trying to outscore someone 150 to 146. And that hasn't proven, going back to Mike D'Antoni's Suns, to be a winning formula. Even the Warriors with their great offense also had great defensive teams also when they won titles.
So does Jimmy feel like playing today?
Yeah, I think he does. And I think this is all a preset Jimmy check. Going to do this one, not going to do that one, going to do this one. It's even, I spoke to someone yesterday, they go, yeah, Jimmy struggles in day games, so he just sort of blows it off. Big O, imagine earning $500,000, getting paid either way, and then getting to decide whether you're going to show up at work or not. Imagine like today, like a day like today, when you're going to make another $50,000 doing the show, if you could just tell someone, nah, I'm just going to take the money and not do the show. It's a different world. Jimmy knows this game means more because of the tiebreaker against the Sixers, because of the race, the playoff race in the Eastern Conference. I don't like it. It's too many missed games. Something has to change. We know when he comes for the extension this summer, and I heard you before the show, before our accurate Pembroke Pines report saying no way, and I understand that. You know, right, what you can tell him? I'll play more games with an extension. I don't believe that. I believe Jimmy is sort of locked in that the NBA season runs about 60 games a year, no matter what the calendar tells you.
Yeah, no, he's set in his ways, and it's so unheat-like. That's the thing that
so much of Jimmy is so unheat-like. And you know what? You make your compromises today because the game and the players have changed. You can either fight it to the last breath, but then you wind up having a formula that's so contrary. All these teams make concessions to the players. It's a player's world in the NBA. It just is.
Now, you like the Heat tonight? No Embiid at least, right?
Yeah, it's a tough, again, Philly's rested, day off. Embiid is out. Tobias Harris is questionable. I think the Heat not only get back Jimmy, I think Jovic might come back also. They know what this game means. But there's a son of a bitch on the other side by the name of Kyle Lowry who wants to stick it to him. And it would not shock me if he hits 6 3-pointers today and tries to totally F up the Heat. For 3 years, everyone at the Heat's been saying, oh, I love how Kyle is so feisty and tries to draw fouls. Now we're back to hating Kyle again. I think Kyle really could be a swing factor tonight.
All right. We'll see if the dumpster actually does something today. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat and catch his work there, of course, at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Better yet, subscribe. Ira, as always, thank you, my brother. We'll catch up next week.
Catch you next week in our accurate Pembroke Pines report. Thanks, Big O.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Ira Winderman and our Acura Pembroke Pines Miami Heat report. And folks, spring into performance sales event is going on right now at Acura Pembroke Pines. You can get 1.9% financing for 36 months. The new 24 Integra, $299 a month. You want to get 1.9% financing 36 months on the RDX? You can do that. 2024, $419 a month. How about the 2024 MDX? 1.9% financing for 36 months, $489 a month. It's the spring into performance sales event going on at 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines. And also check out the fleet of certified pre-owned vehicles because they have a large selection, baby. You're going to love it at Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines.